general discussion.
So, Commissioner Thorburn, I have a question for Amy and whoever else might be able to discuss it. And it relates to our budget request, which we've now is over in the governor's office waiting for a late December decision. Since it was sent, we've had an election that is going to result in kind of knocking a big chunk out of the state's revenue. Mm-hmm. Just wondering if we've been hearing any. And also, I'll just add, I met with some staff members and some community members with Representative Ormsby, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, before the election, but it was not a super encouraging meeting, kind of predicting that this might happen and how that's going to affect legislative thinking on budget. So I'm wondering if there's been any sort of feedback yet, and how the department might be thinking forward, if there are going to be major changes to our budget request, or concerning the potential success of our budget request during legislative session.
Yeah. Thank you for the question. Just a few things about the budget and the election. So very little changed in terms of the composition of the legislature. And so the calculus around that is very similar to what was before the election. The initiative that didn't pass does present a pretty significant gap in state funding. I think over the coming 6 years, it's like $6 billion. It's a lot. It's a big hit. We have not gotten together to sort of figure out what that means for us. Before the election, it was clear that the legislature, given the revenue forecast, that our request would fit in nicely into that revenue forecast. How this changes it, I haven't yet talked with Tom McBride about it, so I don't have good information with you, but I can ask Tom to perhaps send an email about that to you or have him give you a call.
Great, thank you. I just wonder if there isn't some urgency to be considering this in terms of our own practices. We're continuing to fill positions and hires, and one of the things that we were doing to try to fall within our allotted budget was to delay hiring and that sort of thing. I've got concerns. I'll just say that it was a big lift to begin with for an off-year session, and it just seems to me it's become a much bigger lift with the new environment that we're in.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
Madam Vice Chair.
Go ahead, Chair Carpenter.
I have to get off here. I have another call that I got to take up. And does anybody have any last minute things for me? If so, say so. I think it was a very, very good call. I think there was some really good discussion. Commissioner McIsaac, I'll be available here in about 15 minutes or thereafter if you want to call in.
Chair Carpenter, I have one thing I'd like to note, which is that we are pushing a lot of work into January, and we will also be scheduling another version of our workshop. Interestingly, the director and deputy director are also interested in us taking the next step on that. So people, for planning purposes, probably ought to plan much of Thursday as well as Friday and part of Saturday for this next meeting. And we can talk about that later, but just if you're thinking ahead, we're going to work pretty hard in January.
Well, I think you're very right, very accurate. I think it's probably going to be best if people can schedule to come in on the Wednesday evening so we can get started promptly and have a meaningful 3 days.
With that, is there anything else that anybody would like to discuss?
This is Commissioner Linville.
Go ahead, Commissioner Linville.
I promise it's fast. I have a quick question. I'm wondering about, maybe this is a question for the deputy director, about whether or not it would be useful for commissioners to go to the strategic planning workshops that are going on in our area, or if that's more of a hindrance than a help.
Thank you, Commissioner. You are, of course, welcome to join us. I think there'll be interesting conversations. They are internal meetings. I think you're speaking about the internal meetings that we're scheduling in each of the regions with just staff. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, I think you're welcome to join us. I think staff would love to see you there, and we can let the regional directors know to expect you. So if any of you do want to attend, I would say let me know or let the regional director know, just so that there's a seat for you. I think it's going to be crowded, but yes, please do come.
Thank you.
And Representative Linville, this is the one downside to not having our big tent committee. I will be sending each one of you a sort of an outline that I prepared from our last big tent committee on strategic planning, so that we can be speaking as a commission, or at least as a committee of a commission, on what our recommendations will be. You'll be getting that via email, and we'll have a conference call sometime in the next month or so on that. But I really appreciate the work that we all did on that at the Big Tent Committee. And that's ongoing. We've barely scratched the surface, but it was a good start.
Perfect. Thank you.
Is there anything further for today's call? Given that, it is 9:42 on February 15th, and this conference call and this meeting